Good day, friends. It's good to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with another program of Bible Truth. Before we get into the topic we're going to discuss today, let us go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. If you care to join us, feel free to do so. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come into thy sanctified presence with glad hearts for the preservation of our lives throughout the days that are past and gone, and to give us an opportunity, Father, to live and to carry out thy will today. We are glad for those who make this broadcast possible, that we can beam it forth into the homes and hearts of many in this area. We ask, Father, as we pray to thee today, that thou will be with those who are sick, be with those who mourn the loss of loved ones, and be with the governments of the world, that they may follow thy plan. First of all, individuals finding peace with thee, and then seeing more clearly to live at peace with our fellow man. We are glad for the brethren who make this broadcast possible and for everyone who listens. And we trust those who are shut in today may receive benefit from this teaching. Be with us now, Father, as we investigate thy word. This we humbly ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Well, it is good to be with you again. And the topic we have for today is simply a question that was asked me some years ago. What kind of church is this? You see, it had been mentioned by Jesus in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church. And the only basic answer I could give when it says, what kind of church is this, is to simply say that the church must be recognized as a spiritual body of Jesus Christ. You may want references on the broadcast today, so feel free to write down Ephesians 1:22-23. Here's what this sequence has to offer as we consider it. It tells us in verse 22 what God hath done for Christ. It says that he had put all things under his feet, under the feet of Christ, and gave him Christ to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. You see, a physical body was nailed to the cross outside of the walls of Jerusalem. Now, there are three crosses out there, as we understand, but the only one that counted was the one upon which Jesus, the Son of God, was crucified. We're aware of the fact that his blood that was shed that we told you about on the past broadcast made the forgiveness of sins possible, but it also made this church possible. So you see, when we're talking about this, we're not talking about a human arrangement at all. We're not talking about what people say when they say your church or my church. Now don't misunderstand me, friends. I'm not trying in any way to cast light upon what any person might believe or their honesty. But I truly am trying to shed light upon what we should believe about the word church when we find it in the Bible. You see, there are ideas that the church is a building. It may be made of frame. It may be that which is of stone. It may be a brick veneer. It may be that which has been made of cinder blocks, as they call it. Or it could be of any possible material, but that's not really the church. So when you're using that terminology, that's a building where the Lord's people who are a part of the church might be meeting. But again, we're aware of the fact that since Jesus said, I will build my church, we believe that the church must wear his name. Now, simply because I put the term Church of Christ on a building or on a sign does not necessarily mean that I'm a part of his body. You see, I have to come by the way of the cross. I have to come by the teaching of the Bible. Just like Jesus said in John 14:6 to his apostles, he wanted them to know this, and I'm sure he wants us to know it today. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, I am the ways. He didn't say, I am various truths. He didn't say that I'll have an opportunity to offer you any kind of life. But the fact is that Jesus was the way is the thing I want to emphasize, which is associated with the truth, which leads to life eternal. So the point is not a question on the broadcast today of you just selecting what you would think regarding church, but it is truly to realize that the church that we're talking about in this broadcast is one that was purchased by the blood of Jesus. We can't really join it, because it is not a human denomination. We have to be added to it by the Lord Jesus Christ. The same one who made the forgiveness of sins possible is the one that adds us to that church. We're aware of the fact in Acts 2:47, the last sentence in that momentous chapter just simply says, "The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." The man that was talking to me about this and asked the question, "What kind of church is this?" really didn't have in his mind, at least to begin with, that the church was essential to salvation. And I went back to that Acts 2:47 and said that we have the word saved and we have the word church in the same sentence, and they're linked together. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Someone might say, "Well, it seems that you're oversimplifying this subject." I think not. It seems that the simplification of the subject is simply offered when people make a statement like this: one church is as good as another. Or to say that it doesn't make any difference about the church, or the church has nothing to do with salvation. Now, if we were talking about human bodies, human denominations, then it might be true that one church is as good as another. If we were talking about that which is of man, we would say this has no link with salvation. But since it is the spiritual body of Jesus Christ that he purchased with his blood upon the cross, and since the Lord personally added to the church such as should be saved or were being saved, would indicate that it is vital. You see, no one obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ in the first century but what they were added to the Lord's church. The church was in the world, but it was not of the world. It cannot be looked upon as a human doctrine, a human teaching, a human organization, but it has to be looked upon, just as the Bible says, as the divine body of Jesus Christ. Now, when we think of this kind of church, we think of that which is linked with the gospel of Christ. To be born again, we must be born of the water and the Spirit. The Spirit teaching tells us directly what to do to be saved from our sins. And if you will take time to read the accounts of conversion that are found in the book of Acts, you'll find in all cases that people truly heard that word, they believed it, and they obeyed it. They were baptized. When you put the composite score together, there are five things to keep in mind: hearing, belief, repentance, confession of faith that we believe Christ is the Son of God, and followed with immersion in water, which is baptism, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2:41 simply says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." You see, these people were added by the Lord to the church, the first congregation of the Lord's church we have any record of, in that city of Jerusalem on the first Pentecost after Christ went to heaven. So where does this leave us many times in the world today religiously? If you think the church is non-essential to salvation, then it cannot truly be the kind of church that the Bible talks about. If you look upon the church as something that simply is to carry out the social aspect of life, then it cannot truly be the kind of church that we're talking about. But if you look upon the spiritual body of Jesus Christ that can only be a part of your life, if you have obeyed from your heart that form of doctrine, that gospel which Paul mentions, being made free from sin, you become a servant of righteousness. You become a part of that spiritual body of Jesus Christ through a spiritual transition. See, it is a need of the soul that is being met. There is a spiritual need, so it takes a spiritual teaching, the gospel of Christ. Since the spiritual teaching is that which takes away the dross that would seek to overpower the soul, then it is a spiritual birth. We come forth in a spiritual body to rise to walk a new life. You see, this whole thing puts us in a realm that is so much different than the transitory scenes of men. Well, someone says, where are you going to find this kind of a church in the world today? The first place to look is in the Word of God. And then, as a good brother in the state of Missouri years ago did, simply take the findings that are found in the Word of God and look for that type of groups of disciples that are meeting. We believe that there are people in the world like that today. And on this broadcast, I want to make it plain that we're trying, as humans, to be that kind of church, to be that kind of people. We ask you to investigate the teaching that's being offered. Certainly not to accept what we say on this radio station as law and gospel until you have first checked out your own Bible. I would not be in a position to talk to you today on this broadcast if I had not accepted that challenge to look at the Word of God and find those things that are in the Word of God that would tell me what the church really is. So I believe that as the physical body of Jesus was essential to our salvation that was nailed to the cross, so his spiritual body is essential to our salvation. Now, your friends of the Church of Christ that bring you this broadcast want to do everything they possibly can to assist you in a spiritual way. The decision must be yours, but the gospel, might we say, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You obey it from your heart. You be cleansed from your sin. The Lord will add you to the church. And I am sure when you do this, with the spiritual emphasis placed upon his teaching, that you will see quite clearly what kind of church this is that is mentioned in the Word of God. It's been good to be with you for this short period. It passes in a hurry, but it's time, I believe, well spent with the Word of God open. We trust as you receive this broadcast today, it will be a blessing to you. Be with us next time and tell a friend or neighbor about the broadcast. We're going to deal with our final lesson in this current series, the Lord willing, Timely Topics for Troubled Times. May God bless us all as we obey his marvelous and his wonderful truth.